Yesterday, in reading the parable of the prodigal son, we saw that the young man had reached the bottom. Accused by the law, he was living with the pigs, longing for the comfort of knowing he was important to someone, yet finding no hope. Jesus continued, "But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' The law, a mirror which shows us our sin, did its proper work. What we do when confronted with our transgression against God and neighbor determines our future. We can continue to wallow with the pigs, hoping for some resolution which the world cannot give, or we can return to our home with God. Repenting of our sin means suffering the embarrassment when we realize we are not in control, we are not God, we have done foolish and hurtful things. We do not deserve God's love, yet know that God has compassion. Thus confronted with our inability to overcome the guilt of our sin, we throw ourselves on God's mercy. May our Lord give us the strength to repent of our sin, to return to our Father's house, and to receive his love. Amen.